Good morning, listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning in Hanover, Germany, at the second day of the Domatec show, I am with Stefan Kuhne, who is the member of the board with Deutsche Messe, the company that puts the show on. Stefan, how you doing?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
Good to be with you. I think it's been a couple of years since we've done an interview. Thanks for having us over here. Let's start out with the name of the show, Domotex. Talk about the root of that name.
Well, you have to split it into two words. Domo means home. It's the old Latin word for home. And tex is the abbreviation for textiles. So basically, it's about home textiles. In our case, it's more about floor coverings. And as you can imagine, it's not only about textiles anymore. It's about every kind of floor covering, including hard floor, parquet, etc.
Yeah, actually, this is, as many people know, the world's largest flooring show here in Hanover, Germany. Very easy to get over here. I took a direct flight out of Atlanta, got straight to Frankfurt, jumped on the train. I was here in about 9 hours total. Very easy to get here. Some people who may be concerned about the language issue, most everybody, as I was talking to you, Stefan, everybody speaks English. The English language is here very prevalent. And, you know, this name we talked about in a minute ago, Domo, almost misleading. I mean, yeah, that's the root source of it, but for us to do this show in the U.S., we break this show into six or seven pieces. You have everything here, flooring, with the exception of ceramic tile. But, I mean, you have the installer piece of it. You have the supplier piece of it. You have the contract architectural piece of it. You have the machinery on the front end piece of it. And again, you cover from rugs all the way through to laminates, hardwood, carpet, commercial, residential. It really is a very big show.
It is by far the world's largest flooring show, as you said. And I think the big advantage is in one trip you meet every segment of flooring. And even better, you meet all the players worldwide. So it is really one trip covers it all, so to speak. I think that is the major argument for the people to come to Hanover for many, many years now. In fact, growing numbers. To meet the peer group, check on the competition, which can be a very creative process. To check on the trends, check on innovation. There are always many things that are really new and are driving the market. And I think the recent crisis that we've seen all over the world, no doubt about that, has shown that there is one secret to get out of it quicker than anybody else, and that's innovation. If you come up with something new, and that may be a new trend, a new design, a new color, a new material, a new technology to put parquet on the floor that saves people time and is more durable, for example, or sustainability is a topic. If you come up with something like that, first of all, you may sell more and you may ask for a better price. And I think the successful companies, and that shows Domotex for many years, the successful companies adhere to that sometimes painful process of reinventing themselves over and over again. And this show is really the result of hard work.
Actually, just to kind of reiterate or put more credence to what you just said, I just a few minutes ago left the Tarkett booth, and they have a huge space this year. I think they come every year, but they have a major space this year, and they have an area called Innovation Alley. And so that's why they made a bigger push this year. Many people know Tarkett in the U.S., but they are a global manufacturer, probably one of the leading companies in flooring in the world, and they're here rolling out their innovation. Let's talk a bit about the economy. I think we're probably on the tail end of this dramatic dip that started a few years ago. Have you struggled? I mean, your role is to put on a fair. You've built a small city here for a matter of 5 or 6 day exhibition. Have you struggled through this time, and do you see it being a little easier to put this show on now?
We've definitely seen a downturn, I would say 2 years ago, all over the world, also in this industry. But I agree with you. I think we've seen the worst. We have, though, different areas in the world that recover with different speed. We still have a huge demand in the upcoming countries, China, India, South America, huge demand, East Europe. So they have recovered, or if they had been in a crisis at all, I must say, China definitely has not in that respect, like the Western world has. So there is still huge demand, and it's rising. What is also rising are countries that had been hit harder by the crisis. Germany has recovered nicely. The demand in Germany from the consumer side is really growing strongly. The confidence is back by the end consumer. They're willing to spend money. We haven't seen that in a few years, so that's very good. South Europe is still weak. Also, most likely because of the savings programs the countries have put on themselves, like England is struggling, still struggling. But other than that, I think after some time, every flooring material is worn out. So there is definitely demand coming up in the future, and I think people see that. So the whole situation has changed to the better. The atmosphere is positive, the spirits are up, and so we are very optimistic about this show.
And so I think there's 1,360 exhibitors. And what is your annual attendance here? It's roughly around 40,000 people come to the show, right?
We are a show that comes up with roughly 40,000 visitors. I must say, though, almost 100% professional rate. We have no end consumers here, like other shows. We count everyone very precisely, so other shows basically open their doors to the public. We don't. It's simply a professional show where the trade organizations and the big retailers show up. That's something our exhibitors like, and it's a very, very international visitorship. So we really have visitors from all over the world, from over 60, 70 countries, and I think that makes the big difference to most other shows.
Do you track the people who come year after year? Is it the same people coming, or do you get a lot of different new people coming to the show? Do you track that?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we run around like chicken without a head during the show. I mean, we meet very often the old-timers that have been met for years. But we see, and that's a good sign, we see many young people also. We see architects, planners, interior designers, very creative people that develop Domotex being their hotspot for new trends. And so there is a good mixture, a good fluctuation of old and new visitors, and I think that makes also the charm of Domotex.
Your role, Doce Messe, you put on several. You're not just a flooring expert, you're actually a expo expert. So how many different expos do they have on this facility in a given year?
Well, Deutsche Messe organizes around 100 shows a year, and you could roughly say 50 in Germany, 50 outside Germany. So Hanover stages around 50 shows, some very, very big ones. Almost every show is the leading show in its industry. So we have CeBIT, IT, we have the industry show, we have woodworking machinery, and so on. And we have exported that worldwide. So we do a lot of shows outside Germany, as I said, roughly 50 in Australia, in China, in Russia, in Brazil, in America. So we're very happy to be a real global player. And that has a very positive effect on all our shows because we really try to single out the trends of each and every industry and put it in another show in another region of the world. So it's a very fruitful cooperation within our group.
You know, I was talking to Catherine Leon before I came here, and she is the Domotex representative for the USA market. And it was 2 weeks ago, and she said the weather was going to be bitter cold, and actually she missed it. The sun is out, and it's 45, 50 degrees outside. You know, I brought a top coat, and I'm going to have to wear it. It's one of the best weather days I've seen at Domotex. Talk about the future. I think you're going to be rolling out some new things at Domotex next year, right?
Yeah, we have to, as I said, reinvent ourselves as well year by year. And next year, we will start a new concept with focus themes. And in 2012, we will start with a Wood Flooring Summit. What is that? Wood Flooring Summit should concentrate and focus on wood floor, as I said. That means there will be a special exhibition area with the industry leaders and industry in general presenting their latest innovation, latest goods. It is combined with an area in the middle of it where we have discussions, forum with speakers and speeches and presentations on the latest designs, innovation, technologies in that industry, which is supported by the leading associations, EPLF, for example, the Europe Production of Laminate Producers. It'll be supported by the leading industry So we expect a very, very creative and innovative discussion and process there. And there will be a lounge for the people to meet, and basically a one-night event, a wood flooring event at night, where you can relax and exchange ideas and network. So everything the world has to offer in terms of wood flooring will be presented there next year. I think it can be a very exciting event, will be a very exciting event, driving innovation and trends even further. And so I think this will be a definite must for participants to attend.
I wonder if you can get the largest producer of wood flooring in America is Armstrong. I think they have about $500 million in annual sales. I wonder if you can get them to come to the show next year.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Armstrong should be there. I think that focus theme can't do without Armstrong.
You know, that's probably pretty smart that you do that next year. Our trending, we look at a lot of the forecasts for what's going to happen to the flooring surface, and we see the wood market being very popular as this market starts to recover.
Yes, I think we've seen a similar development around the world. And the good thing is, whoever has a hardwood floor sooner or later may buy a textile cover on top, so everybody's happy. But I agree, the wood flooring is a trend that is from the U.S. to Europe to Asia, a really sustainable trend.
I was going to say, there's not anything much greener, is there?
You're right. It is probably the most sustainable flooring material on Earth if it's harvested in terms with the ecological setup.
Talk just a quick second, we're about to run out of time, but this whole contract world, we're actually right now in Hall 4, where you have a lot of interior designers, architects from around the world to come here, and you actually give an award for some of the work they've done, don't you?
Well, we staged the Contract World Award, which is Europe's highest priced architectural award at all. We had over 500 participants giving in their works, and we basically awarded 10 people or 10 companies worldwide. I mean, we had prize winners from Australia to China to South America to the U.S. to Germany, Austria. So worldwide influence. This is a hotspot of architectural innovation and design. We have a very highly rewarded jury, completely independent, and they have to plow through 500 applications and get the winners out. And it was a very interesting prize ceremony last night where we present the winners and their works. And so this is also a very fruitful event.
Okay, great. Well, Stefan, appreciate you being with us and having us over here, actually. Again, we've been talking to Stefan Kuhne, who's a member of the board of Dosche Messe, and you've been listening to Kempar and floordaily.net.